All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
Do you want change for your five?
I'm known in Oakland as Sherry Jean, the waitress machine, and also known as the apron lady.
Think you know what that was and where we recorded it? I am so excited for you to hear the story behind this one. KALW's Bonnie Chan tells us more.
My name is Sherry Jean Cooper. I'm known in Oakland as Sherry Jean, the waitress machine.
It's a Saturday morning at Mama's Royal Cafe in Oakland, and Cooper is in the middle of her shift. She's waitressed here for 36 years.
I am a career waitress, and when I get up to go in the morning, it's showtime to me. It's showtime.
Today, Cooper's wearing a necklace with charms that spell out Oakland, California, and her waitress earrings. Dangly earrings with a miniature fork, spoon, spatula, and creamer. She has a pink flower in her hair that matches her shirt, and also, she says, her underwear.
No one knows that I got a pink bra, pink Gandhi, pink bows, and no, it's a liberty. It's a liberty.
The cafe, as it always is on weekends, is packed. But Cooper says she has so much waitressing experience, she can hear a piece of silverware fall on the floor even when every table is seated. And without looking, she can tell which table it dropped from.
I could tell if it's fork, knife, or spoon that hit the floor. Four needs a fork, and one needs that, and seven needs that.
Mama's has been serving up the same recipes for decades, and serving some of the same customers for that long, too.
And we love, love, love their breakfast.
June and Greg, whom I find waiting outside for their names to be called, are longtime patrons. They live near Lake Merritt and have made a ritual of walking to Mama's for breakfast on weekends.
We always get the eggs and the hash browns and the wonderful toast and the delicious strawberry jam, the best I've ever eaten. And their eggs are always perfect. Greg, what do you want to say?
I want to say you're right, darling.
Customers love the food, and they love the ambiance. Sherry Jean Cooper's vintage handmade aprons decorate one of the walls of Mama's. She changes them out seasonally. A tiny one that Cooper crocheted has her granddaughter's name on it, Dahlia. On another wall are dozens of napkins displayed under plexiglass. They're winning entries from past napkin art contests, where customers submit their napkin doodles. Though doodles might not be the right word. One of the napkins depicts a pen and ink wolf so lifelike, it looks like it's keeping an eye out for customers' bacon.
Everyone at the restaurant who worked there always said, this is a movie. This is totally a movie.
That's napkin doodler and professional artist Mimi Pond in a KCRW interview talking about her experience working at Mama's. She wrote a graphic novel called Over Easy, based on her time working there in the late 1970s. Here she is reading a selection about when she was first hired.
Wait! I've never washed dishes before, but I'm very responsible. I'm a hard worker. You won't be sorry. Frank turns and looks at me like I'm nuts. Looks at Laszlo, shakes his head, and goes through the double doors. I stare at the doors flapping back and forth. I'm in. I'm no longer an art student. I am a dishwasher in a coffee shop. Nothing could sound better to me.
I just feel that people like to come here, feel that it is part of the community.
That's George Marino, who's been the owner of Mama's for the past 42 years.
Now I have people coming in with their young children, who used to come in as young children with their parents.
Before Marino took over, the space was a Chinese restaurant called Royal Cafe. And the hints of that old restaurant are still there, in the form of a decorative pagoda on the wall behind the cash register.
There wasn't much money to upgrade the decor at that time. I mean, we pretty much left everything the way it was, and it still is the way it is.
Except for the aprons and napkin art, of course. And some other things are about to change. In July, Marino announced he is selling Mama's so that he can spend more time with his wife. He's 68 years old, and he's been running Mama's for 42 years. He says customers have, for the most part, been really supportive, though also a little panicky.
People are always coming in and want to know when we're going to close, and we're not closing. I think there's a rumor going around that we're closing, but that's not happening. We're just trying to sell the restaurant. I'm trying to sell the restaurant and have it continue on.
Marino isn't selling the building itself, which he'll continue to own. He's selling the business. And he's in no rush, so he's looking for a buyer who will work to keep the spirit of Mama's alive.
I'm obviously going to really miss coming here every day. That's going to be a transition that's probably be... I've kind of made my peace with that, but I think it's going to be a little difficult, and I hope that this business goes on.
When Marino retires, it sounds like Sherry Jean Cooper will too.
What are your plans? Are you going to retire?
I assume I friggin' will, but I'm going down with the ship. That stuff may take a year or so, but I go with the ship, and I'm bloody well old enough to retire.
Hopefully, at least her aprons will stay. In Oakland, I'm Bonnie Chan for Cross Currents.